Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Tzadi. We left off on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, five lines into the page at Verav Papi Omar. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lina Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom. Also sponsored by Shani and Beirish Sober, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Nathan Ehrlich, Harav Nassen Nata Shaul Ben Yitzhak Mordechai, Zichron Levracha, on the commemoration of his first yard site, his Neshama Shav Naliyah, who is also sponsored for Shlema, for Esther Basara, by the Lightman family, also by Simeon Moshe Kleinman, his Chus for Shlema, from Moshe Elimelech Halevi Ben Basha, also sponsored for Shlema, for our dear friend Shmaryo Ben Rezel Shoshana Miriam, also sponsored by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayo, and finally sponsored by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in appreciation of their children's Rebbeim and Marot. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship, all of the Neshama Shlev and Aliyah, and all of those who need Refuah Shlev or Refuah Shlema, Bisoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So we started a discussion yesterday about whether you can be made fear a neder before the neder was even chal. A woman takes a neder, but she says it's only out tonight that something happens, and the tonight has not yet triggered the neder. So can you be made for the neder before the neder is chal? So the Gemara today is going to have a discussion. Is there a similar machlokas when it comes to ataras nedarim? Meaning, do we assume that perhaps when it comes to ataras nedarim, maybe everybody would agree that you can only be matir a neder after it's chal? The Gemara is going to bring two rayas that in fact is the case. Then the Gemara is going to have another opinion that says, no, everybody agrees by Ataras Nedarim, but in the opposite direction. Not that everybody agrees that you can only do Ataras Nedarim once it's Chal, that even those who disagree whether you can be made for a Neder before it's Chal or not, everyone agrees that you can do Ataras Nedarim before it's Chal. That Ataras Nedarim for sure can be done before it's Chal, and whatever was a Raya on Amud Aleph is going to be a Kasha on Amud Beis. So that's going to bring us all the way to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, and then the Mishnah is going to give us three cases that where we used to grant a woman a divorce with a ksuba, meaning normally if a woman causes the divorce, she's the one that broke down the marriage, so then she's not going to get her ksuba. But there are three cases where she can come with a taina, and based on that taina, we believe her, and we say, okay, the husband has to divorce you, and he has to pay the ksuba. But then a takanas chachamim changed it in all three cases. A takanas chacham made it that she can't do that because we were concerned that women who just wanted an easy way out of a marriage, they knew what they had to say. So they would just say the magic words. They would say one of these three tainas, and they would get out of the marriage with a ksuba. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether an Eishes Kohen is believed that she was Nansa as far as not being able to eat Truma. I mean, if an Eishes Kohen comes and says, Nanasti, maybe we're not going to say the husband has to divorce her and pay her ksuba, but do we say, okay, but because you said that, you can't eat Truma anymore, because based on what you're saying, you're not allowed to be with your husband anymore. So maybe she loses the right to eat truma. So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about that. And then at the very end of the daf, going into tomorrow's daf, which Agav, I might as well mention now, tomorrow there will not be a daf shir here. On Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be zooming the daf shir, but tomorrow I'll be on a plane. So Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be zooming the daf shir. Friday, Elisha will give the daf shir. Shabbos, Sunday, Elisha will give the daf shir. Then Monday, I will be back. So at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss, going into tomorrow's daf, whether an Eishes Kohen Shenansa loses her ksuba, meaning if an Eishes Kohen is Nansa, if an Eishes Kohen gets raped, Rachman al-San, so she can't stay with her husband, but does she lose her ksuba on account of that? It obviously isn't her fault, so do we make her lose her ksuba? So that's going to be a discussion that goes into tomorrow's daf. So let's begin five lines into the page on Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is going to bring an Amora that disagrees with Rav Acha from yesterday. Yesterday we saw that Rav Acha holds that there's no difference between Hafaras Abal and Hataras Hachacham. In either case, you have a machlokas, you have a machlokas Tanayim, whether you can undo the neder before the neder was even chal. But Rav Papi says, no, machlokas Bahafara, the whole machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and the Rabbanon, can you undo a neder before the neder is even chal, is only when it comes to a husband being mefir nidre ishto. That's where we say that Rabbi Nosson Savar ena bal mefir el kain chal neder. That Rabbi Nosson says no, you can't be mefir until the neder has been triggered, until the neder has been chal. Where does he get this from? Because the pasuk says in Yishayahu Perech of Dalid v'chafra halavana. So what does that have to do with anything? Because the we darshan the word v'chafra as if it's a lashon of hafara, the ches and the hey, I guess being somewhat interchangeable, and the word halavana as if it's chal bana, that chal bana, meaning as if to say that you could be mefer only after chal the binyan, only after the building that is made is chal, and we know that making a neder is somehow similar to building something, because kol hanoder is ki'ilu bana bama, we had several times in this mesechta, so you could be mefer only when chal bana, when the binyan of the bama, when you've already built the bama, only when that's chal. That's how Tosus and the Rush explain this drusha that the Gemara is making. And as you might have guessed, they say, and it's not really a drusha Gemara, it's a simin bialma, because what kind of drusha is this? None of the words are the real words. We're just saying words that sound like these words and making a din out of it. So the real reason is only a svara, say Tosus and the Rush, that you can't be made for something before the isser is chal. They also say that some have a girsa duchsiv, a different pasuk, va'aferis nidra asher aleha. So it sounds like only after it's aleha, only after the neder is on her, can you be mefer. That's a much more direct drasha, if that were the girsa. Thing is, that's not our girsa in the Gemara, so they have some alternate girsa. That's the girsa that the Ritva has. But the Ritva says the limud is from the words asher aleha. The words asher aleha are extra, so it's not just the mashmaos amilim, it's the extra words. Asher aleha, telling me that you can only be mefer once the neder is already aleha. Shita Betza says, and the Mefarish as well, that the limud is not from the reisha of the pasuk. The limud is from the extension, from the continuation of the pasuk. Ki melech Hashem tzvakos, and the pasuk is telling me v'chafra alavana, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim the neder to be molech aleinu. So therefore, we learn from there that when it comes to afara, that the neder needs to be chal first. That first you need the chalosa neder before you can do anything about the neder. But anyway, that is Rabbi Nassim's opinion that ain't about mefer elam kin chal a neder based on the pasuk. Rabbanan Savri bal mefer afal pi shelo chal neder, that the husband can be mefer even if the neder is not chal. Dichsiv mefer machshavos arumim. So we learn from there that you can be mefer a machshava. What's a machshava? A neder that's still not active. The neder hasn't been activated yet. So all it is at this point is a machshava. The Chasam Sofer points out that this pasuk is not really extra to use for a drasha, and it's not even speaking about hafaras nedarim. But we learn from there, from this pasuk, that the inyan of hafara, that the notion, the word, the verb hafara is applies on something that's only a machshava. And memela, we apply that concept to nedarim, that hafaras nedarim also could be something that's only a machshava. The Keren Ora raises the question that even according to the Chacham, you can't be made for a neder before it's chal without certain conditions applying. The Ran lays out those conditions. So why is that the case? From this pasuk we should learn that you're always able to be made for that which is only a machshava. So he says that according to the Rishonim, that it's not a limud gamur, it's only a simon bialma, so then it's not a kash. I mean, if you say none of these are real psukim that we're learning anything from, they're just a simon, so then you can't ask kashas on, wait, but according to this limud, it should be more expansive than the halacha really is, because there is no real limud over here. But anyway, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim. When it comes to hafaras habal, can a baal be made for a neder when the neder has not yet been activated by the fulfillment of the tanai? Aval b'she'ela, but if a woman comes to a chacham to be shoal on a neder, or for that matter to a beis din for ataras nedarim, divrei akol ein chacham matir klum ele im kein chal neder. Everyone would agree, says Rav Papi, that the chacham cannot do anything until the neder is chal. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says lo yachel dvaro, that he can't be mechalel his words. And the chacham darshin in Maseches Brachos, that the person who took the neder cannot be mechalel his words, but other people can make them chulin for him. So you see from there that the chachamim have the koach to be matir nedarim. So since the word yachel is a lashon of chalos also, we also see a second din from there, that hataras neder, the din of hataras neder is only applies by when a chacham being matir neder, when it was actually chal bepoel, when the neder was actually chal. So we learn two things from the pasuk. We learn, first of all, the very notion that there's hataras chacham, that hu einu mechal aval achirim mochlum lo, so that's the very notion that there's hataras chacham. And then a second thing that we learn from there is that the lashon of chalos, we learn that the hataras chacham could only apply after the neder was already chal. That's how the Ran explains it. The Ritva just elaborates a little bit more, and he says that's why he uses a lashon of yachel, which is another lashon of hatara, to tell me this idea as well, that you can't be made for a neder before it's actually chal. And the Chasam Sofer explains, he explains the Ran with a very big yesod that applies in many, many places. He says a lot of times when we have a word in Tanakh and Mishnayos, a lot of times one word means something and its opposite. You have in English sometimes like that as well, that the same word means means doing something, and it also means the opposite. So the word tashresh, which means to take root, and it also means to uproot, right? The same word. Dishun hamizbeach. So dishun means making ashes, and it also means removing the ashes from the mizbeach. So yachel is a lashon of chalos, of creating chalos, and akiras achalos, and uprooting the chalos as well. So therefore we learn that you can't be made for an eder before it's actually chal, from that word, which plays both sides of it, that it needs to be chal, and then you can make it not chal. Then you can be, and then a chacham, once it's chal, then the chacham can make it no longer chal. So that's a yisod that emerges, that you find in many places. Again, even in English you have like that. For some reason I'm not thinking of what was it? Cleave, right, okay, good, that's a good one. Right, so there are several words like that in English. Okay, so now says the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring a raya to Rav Papi. So Rav Papi just said that hataras chacham, everyone is going to agree, can only happen once the neder has already been chal. So lema misayele, we'll bring a raya to Rav Papi that hatara can only work once the neder has already been chal, because it says in the brisa, konim she'inin enel ploni. Person takes a neder that he's not going to give hana'a to anybody from his nechasim, ulemi she'eshal alav, and another neder hana'a that any chacham that comes to be matir my first neder, I'm also taking a neder hana'a against. So the second neder hana'a gets triggered by the she'ela of the first neder. So I'm taking a neder that such a person can't get hana'a from me, and then the chacham that comes along and undoes that neder, by undoing that neder, it's triggering a second neder on him, on that person. The Rashash raises the question that the lashon of the Gemara is eni nenel poni lemisha eshal lav, sounds like he's asering himself on both of them, but really it's not true, because he only becomes asur on the chacham when the yirmati the first one. I mean, there's never an overlap, right? Meaning only once the first neder is uprooted by the chacham, only then does it trigger the second neder. So the second neder is never going to take root. It's never going to be chal until the first neder is gone. So the Rashash says, no, it could be that there's an overlap, because it could be that he wants to ask himself on the chacham as soon as he's shoel on the neder in front of the chacham, before the chacham responds, right? You ever be your matir neder, you say that whole passage, you break your teeth for a little bit, and then the three dayanim respond. So what about that millisecond in between? It's never more than a millisecond. What about that millisecond in between when you say your passage before they respond to you? So then you're still asr bahana as ploni and bahana as chacham at that point. But nevertheless, he said, the Rashash points out, from the Ran, it seems not that way. It seems that what you really mean is that only once he's matir, not only once you're shoel, only once the chacham is actually matir, only then does it trigger the neder. So anyway, so you took these two nedarim. So nishal ala rishon, v'achar kach nishal ala sheni. First, you have to be shoel etzel chacham, go to a chacham to be shoel on the first neder, And then once that happens, now it's activated. Your neder on the chacham, so then do a shayla on that. Once that neder is activated. Ah, so very clear, you see, that you can only be shoel on the neder sheni, on the neder against the chacham, once it's been activated. Once he already took care of your first neder. V'i amit nishal afal bishalo chal neder. But if you're going to tell me that there's a din, then you can be shoel on a neder, even if it's not chal, even if the neder was not chal, ibaya hay nishal bereshev. Then the chora, you should be able to be shol whichever one you want first. Meaning, if you're allowed to be shol on a neder before the neder is ever chal, before the neder was ever triggered, why do you have to be shol on the neder of the chacham only after he was matir your first neder? Go be matir the neder against him first. I the neder's not here yet. It doesn't matter. You're allowed to. Elamai, you're not allowed to. Elamai, it only works. A sheila on the neder only works once the neder is chal. And this is our raya. So it says, not such a great raya. Mi yada ihai kaima ihai basra. All it said was nishal ala rishon v'charkach nishal ala sheni. That you should do your first sheila and then do your second sheila. I don't know which one I'm doing first. Maybe what it means when it says the first she'ela is not the first neder I took. Maybe it means the first one I'm trying to be matir. So maybe enochinami, I took the neder against the guy, then I took the neder against the chacham that's shoel, and when I'm being matir, the neder of the chacham first. Maybe that's what rishon means over here. I don't know that rishon means the first neder I took. Who knows? Maybe rishon means the first neder that I'm actually being matir, and not the first neder that I took. Okay, it could be, but that's the Ritva writes that even though the Gemara rejects the Raya, but the Mashma'us, the simple Mashma'us of Rishon V'Sheni is the first and second neder that I took, and therefore the Ritva says that's why we paskin like Rav Papi, because as much as we reject the Raya to Rav Papi, we have a principle in Halacha Ashenuy D'Chiki Lo Samchinan, that just because you have a way to answer up the Raya, but it's a dachuk way to answer up the Raya, so we're not going to be somech on the dechia when it's not so glatt, when it's not the simple reading. The simplest reading is still a better raya. So now the Gemara tries a second raya to Rav Papi, who holds that a chacham cannot be matir a neder before the neder is chal. Elo lema misayele. Let's bring another raya. Konim sheni nena leploni. A person takes a neder hana'a that he's not going to give hana'a to ploni from his nechasim, and then he says, and hareini nazir likasha esh alolav. And from the moment that I'm shovel on this neder, it's going to trigger my nazirus. I'm going to become a nazir. So then, nishal al nidro, varcharkach nishal al nizro. So this one is not rishon sheni, where we could play with it and say, oh, who knows? Maybe rishon was really sheni. Because over here, there's a neder and there's nazirus. So we're labeling them differently. And it very clearly says, first you take care of the neder. Once you take care of the neder, that will trigger your nazirus. Oh, now that you have a nazirus, you could be shoel on the nazirus. But it sounds very clearly that you're not able to be shoel on the nazirus before you're shoel on the neder, because the nazirus isn't chal before you're shoel on the neder. But if you're going to tell me that you could be shoel on something even before a neder is chal, then you should have had the option of being shoel on the nazirus before being shoel on the neder. If you're able to be shoel on something that's not chal, elamai, this is a raya that you can that you cannot be shoel on a neder before it's chal. You can only be shoel once it's actually chal. So isn't this a raya to Rav Papi that everybody agrees, Rabbi Nassan and the Chachamim, who disagree whether you can be mefer a neder, whether a husband could be mefer a neder that's not chal, agree that you could be shoel on a neder that's not chal. So says Gemara, Rabbi Nassan he. No, it doesn't tell me that everyone agrees. This brisa just tells me that there is someone that holds that you're not able to be shoel on something until it's chal. And I knew that all along, because Rabbi Nassan held you're not allowed to be mefer before it's chal. So maybe the same Rabbi Nassan that holds that a husband cannot be mefer a neder before it's chal will also hold that you can't be shoel on a neder before it's chal. But just like the Chachamim disagree by hafara, maybe they disagree over here as well. So this brisa is not a raya, because the brisa may be only a reflection of the sheet of Rabbi Nassan. Rav Papi's whole chiddush was that it's kuli amalo pligi, that everybody agrees when it comes to she'ela. So therefore, it's not a raya. So says Gemara, Amar Avina, Amar Li Maremar,
Hachi Amar Avuch Mishmed Rav Papi. We have an alternate version of Rav Papi. Not that while there's a machlokas about Hafaras Habal, everyone agrees that you cannot be Shoalan Neder until the Neder's been Chal, but rather that everyone agrees that you can be Shoalan Neder even if the Neder is not Chal. That machlokas, the whole machlokas, Rabbi Nosson Rabbanon, whether you can be made for a Neder before it's Chal, is only Bahafara. Aval B'She'ela Divrei Kol Mefer. But when it comes to She'ela, everyone agrees the Chacham could be Mefer, Afal Pi Shelo Chal Neder, even though the Neder has not been Chal, Dichsiv Lo Yechal Dvaro. Because the pasuk says lo yechal dvaro, so from the word dvaro we darshin that you can be matir neder even before it's chal, even though it's only dibor alone. That's it's dvaro. All it is, it's in the realm of words now. It's nothing beyond words. Lameimra de lo hava bemeisa, and that's telling me that the neder is not there. It's not active yet. So there's no. So you don't have the meisa neder. You just have a dibor. You have a commitment to some future neder. And so you see that the Chum say that still a chayrim mochel and lo, that still other people are able to be mochel the neder, meaning still you're allowed to do ataras chacham. So from the words lo yachel dvaro, where we learn that who ain't a mechel of a chayrim mochel and lo, that there's a concept called ataras chacham, you see that ataras chacham could apply even on only dibur, even on something that's still just in the realm of dibur and is not yet an activated neder. So now we're saying the exact opposite of what we said on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, Papi was telling me that everyone agrees that there's nothing doing. You can't be mochel, you can't be matir neder until it's chal. Now we're saying everyone agrees that you can be matir neder before it's chal. So the two things that we used as a raya on Amud Aleph are going to be kashas on Amud Beis, because the shita is the exact opposite. So says the Gemara, so now this is one of those easy dafyomi Gemaras, because it just flows, because there's nothing new here. So meisvei, konim sheni nena l'ploni. Person takes a neder anah from ploni. Ulumish, that I'm not going to give anah to ploni. Ulumish, nishal l'lov, and anyone, any chacham who's matir that neder, it's going to activate a neder against him, against that chacham. So nishal l'mishon v'acharkach nishal l'sheni. You have to first be matir the first neder, and only then could be matir the neder against chacham, because you need to wait till it's activated. Amai, but why do you need to wait till it's activated? Shouldn't you be able to be shalom whichever one you want first? Even a neder that's not yet been activated, you could be shalom. So says one miyodei harishon veisheni. How do you? That's not a raya, because how do you know what we mean when we say that you should be shalom the rishon and the sheni? Maybe it doesn't mean the rishon that you took and the sheni that you took. Maybe it means whichever one you decide to be shalom first and second. So meisvei, the second raya, or the second kasha, but was a raya on Amud Aleph. Konim sheni nene vahareini nozir l'ksheish al alav. I'm taking a neder not to be nene, not to give hana'a to ploni, and I'll be a nazir as soon as I'm shovel on a chacham on that neder. So nishal al nidro vacharkach nishal al nizro. First you shovel on your neder, and then you shovel on your nazirus. Sasumar v'amai, why do you have to be shovel first on your neder? According to this shita, you can be made for the neder and the nazirus even before they're actually chal. So you buy al nidro nitchel b'resha, anybody al nizro nitchel b'resha. Shouldn't you have your option of being shovel on whichever one you want first? Tiyufta. So that's a tiyufta on the second version of Rav Papi. That the second version of Rav Papi, that there doesn't exist a shita that says that you can't be shovel until something is chal. You see, very clearly there exists a shita. So we can't give the same answer we gave before. That's Rabbi Nasani, because this version says there's no such shita. That even Rabbi Nasani, everyone agrees that you're allowed to be shovel on a neder before it's chal. And here you see that there's a beferish b'raisa that you're not allowed to be shol on a neder before it's chal. That's why you need to take care of the neder before you can take care of the nazirus, because the nazirus is only triggered by the shayla of the neder, by the hatara of the neder. So when it comes to paskening, the Ran on Amud Aleph and Dibur HaMaskil in Halacha writes that we pasken like the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Nosson. That even though we have this machlokas between Rabbi Nosson and the chachamim that we started the daf with, that Rabbi Nosson holds ein abal mefer elam kein chal neder, that even a hafara of a husband is only once a neder is chal, and the chachamim hold the hafara of the husband could be even before a neder is chal. So the Ran writes that we paskin like the chachamim that the hafara of a neder could be even before the neder is chal. Why do we paskin like the chachamim against Rabbi Nassim? So the Ran says three reasons. Number one, yachid v'rab malach karabim. So that's the most basic klal in Pesach. So Rabbi Nassim is a das yachid, the chachamim are rabim, so we're going to pass them like the rabim against the das yachid. Second of all, the Ran says, we had Rabbi Akiva on Peitas Abad Aleph, that a woman who says, Hareini Nazira Likasha Esgarish, that I will become a Nazira as soon as I get divorced, that the husband could be mefer the Nazirus. So it must be that the husband could be mefer a neder before it's chal, because he's not the husband anymore when the Nazirus is chal. So it must be that he could be mefer Nazirus before it's chal. And third, we saw in Daf Pei Amud Aleph that discusses a woman who asks herself in Hana'as Ruchitza forever if she's Tirchatz. So the Gemara says the husband could be Mefer. Again, that's also like the Chum, that it could be Mefer and Neder before it's actually Chal. The Makar for the Ran is not really is from one of his Rebbeim, it's from the Ramban. The Ramban writes all of these Rayos, and then the Ramban says, and I have a fourth Raya that Allah is like the Chum. The Ran only quotes three of them, but if you look at the Ramban has another Raya that our Mishnah is Sasam Kidivrayim. I mean, the Stam Mishnah sounds like the Rabbanan. And even though there's a Braisa where Rabbi Nassim disagrees, the klal is when you have a Stam Mishnah and a Machlokas in the Braisa, the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. So since you have a Stam Mishnah that goes like the Chachamim, even though we see in the Braisa that Rabbi Nassim disagrees, we pass like the Stam Mishnah. So Shalman the Dharm says, why did the Ran leave that one out? That's a pretty good, right? I mean, that's Mamish right here in the Sugya. It seems like the most direct Raya that we have a Stam Mishnah. So why did he leave that one out? So he says, the Ran left it out because there's another Girsa in the Mishnah that doesn't say Hareza Yafer, it says Hareza Lo Yafer. Okay, so then the Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nassim. So now it changes everything. So if you have that Girsa, then it's not, even if you're aware of the existence of that Girsa, it's not going to be a Raya, because you know that they can go either way, that the Mishnah can go in either direction. So that's perhaps why the Ran, says the Shalmei Nedarim, why the Ran didn't bring that Raya of the Ramban. Okay, next Mishnah now, here on Amud Beis. So this Mishnah is going to give us three cases where it used to be that if a woman would come to Beis Din with one of three Tainas, we say, okay, you're entitled to a divorce, you're entitled to a get, and full ksuba payment. And then the Chum had to do something about it because it just became too easy for a woman to just get out of a marriage whenever nasna eineha ba'acher. If she met someone else, she was able to just easily leave her marriage with no penalty. So Barishona, originally, before they made any takana to address the situation, hayu omrim shalosh nashim yotzos v'notos ksuba. They used to say that there are three women that can demand a divorce and be granted one by Beis Din forcing the husband to give her a get, and they get a ksuba. And even though normally if a woman is the one who ruins the marriage, she's not entitled to a ksuba. If the man ruined the marriage, or if it was just stopped, they weren't getting along, she gets a ksuba. But if the woman did something to ruin the marriage, so then she's not entitled to ksuba. I mean, if a woman cheats on her husband, so she's not entitled to ksuba. When she says, look, I cheated on you, so I'm not allowed to go back to you. So, okay, so he gives her a get, but he doesn't pay a ksuba in such a case. But there are three cases where the woman could say something, could come with a taina, that she'll get a get and the ksuba. Number one is, Homeris Tamei Ani Lecha. The Gemara explains that this must be talking about an Eishes Kohen. That the halacha is that an Eishes Yisrael only becomes Asura to her husband if she willingly cheated on her husband. But if she was Nansa, Rachman al son, someone took advantage of her, so she does not become Asura Labaila. But by an Eishes Kohen, even if she was Nansa, she becomes Asura Labaila. So if an Eishes Kohen, if an Eishes Yisrael were to come and say, I'm a Tamei Ani Lech, the husband will say, what do you mean Tamei Ani Lech? Well, I cheated on you. So, you're not getting a ksuba if you did that. But if it's an Eishes Kohen, she says to Tamei Ani Lech, what she means is that Rachman al son, she was Nansa. So that's not her fault, so she's entitled to a ksuba. So if she says to Tamei Ani Lech, so the husband has to give her a get because he's not allowed to stay married to her, but he's got to give her a ksuba. Now, why she believes, why does she have manus that she was Nansa? So the basic idea that the Ran quotes is Shavya Nafsha Chatichad Yisura, that we have a principle that if a person accepts if a person says something that imposes a chumrah on them, that becomes asur for them. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim and Achronim. What are the mechanics of shaviyah nafsh chatich disura? Why is it that just because I say something is asur to me, that it becomes asur to me? So some understand that it works midin neder. Others understand that it works midin ne'emanus, meaning I could take something that's totally mutter to me and make it asur to me with words. That's the whole concept of nedar. That's what we've been learning for the past 3 months. Maybe it's not a din of a neder, it's a din of ne'emanus, that if I say this is us to me, we believe me about me. Meaning, you may not believe, if I say that, that's chazer treif, and we have no indication that it's not perfectly kosher meat. So I'm not allowed to eat it, because we believe me about me, but we don't believe me about you. If you're allowed to eat it still, if you have no indication that there's anything wrong with that meat, right? So that's the second possibility of how shaviyah nafshu works. Third possibility, in Shumas Akri, in the back of the Ketzais, he writes that, no, it doesn't work midin neder. It doesn't work midin ne'amanus. It works midin just, if you're a firm person, so then you have to, and you believe that something is asr, then it's asr to you. Meaning, if I believe that something is, it's not that anyone else believes me, and that the Beis Din says, oh, I believe you, klape you. No, Beis Din doesn't believe me at all. No one believes me. But I believe me. So if I believe me, if I hold that something is asr, then I'm not allowed to eat it. Meaning it's just a basic Yirah Shemayim, that if you think that something is asr, so you're not allowed to have it. So however it works, but it's based on, that's how the Ran understands, that the reason the woman is now menaced to say, Tamei ani lach, is based on Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Surah. Then the Ran brings another possibility, that min adin, she's not really now menaced to asr herself to her husband, because she's Meshubedes to the husband. It's only if she says niskadashti that she's ne'emenes, because she's not meshubedes to anybody if she wasn't married previously. When she says tamei ani lach, the reason she's believed is not really mikra din. It's because the chum are choshesh for her taina, because generally a woman would be embarrassed to say that she was nitma'a. So if she was not nitma'a, she wouldn't be mezalzel in herself to say such a thing. For a woman to come and claim that she was violated is a very embarrassing thing, for even though there's nothing to be embarrassed about, but it's a very embarrassing thing. It's just a natural inclination to feel embarrassed about it, and therefore she wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. So we have a chazaka that she wouldn't say it if it weren't true, and that's why she's ne'emenes, not the broader sense of shaviyah nafsh chatich disura. So anyway, so that's one case where a woman could say, I need a get, and I get full ksuba payment. An Ashes Cohen says, Tamei anilach, that Rachman al-San, someone had taken advantage of her. A second case, someone who says to her husband, Shamayim beini levencha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is between me and you, meaning to say that the husband is not able to have children. That she says, I'm able to tell from the Tashmish that his zera is not Yorek Echeitz, his zera does not come out in such a way that's going to be able to impregnate me, and that's beini levencha, meaning that's beini levencha, that no one else knows. It's just Hashemayim, it's just me, you, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu really know that. No one else really knows that. The Ran quotes from the Yerushalmi that what it means is that Kerichuk Shamayim Va'aretz Kein Ruchoke Himi Baila, that she feels as distant from her husband as the distance of Shamayim and Aretz, meaning that he doesn't even have Tashmish with her. And that's how the Rambam seems to understand, that that's pretty much a guarantee that they're not going to have children. He doesn't have Tashmish with her. That's what the Rambam writes in the 14th parak of Hilchos Ishus. The Rishonim quote the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Samachay says that taina only works if her taina comes to, meaning what if we turn to her and we say, so what, so you won't have children, meaning why is it so important to you to have children? So if she says, well, it's a mitzvah, I need to have children, it's a mitzvah, so then it's not a taina, then we're not going to give her the ksuba, we're not going to grant her the divorce with the ksuba. But if she says, everyone wants children. I want children because I want to be able to, when I'm to become old, I want someone to take care of me. That's why I want children. So then we say, fine. Then she gets her ksuba with her, because it happens to not be a mitzvah on a woman to have a mitzvah puravu. So if her whole time is only machmas the mitzvah, then she wouldn't get the get and the ksuba. But if she knows to make the taina that she's interested because she wants ezrasa biziknusa, so then we could say that then she's granted the get with the ksuba. And then the third case is unutula nimina yehudim, a woman who says that she asked herself hanas tashmish from anybody. She said, not just against her husband, I don't want to have tashmish from anyone. I'm not interested in tashmishamita at all. That's unutula nimina yehudim. The fact that she's asking herself to have tashmish for the whole world and not only with her husband is an indication that it's very painful for her to have tashmish. And therefore, she's like an anusa. She just isn't someone who's cut out to be married because she can't, she's not able to have tashmish. And you see, it's so painful for her that she takes a neder not to have tashmish with anybody in the entire world. So therefore, we force the husband to divorce her and give a ksuba. So that was the initial psak, that with these three tainas, a woman come to Beis Din will force the husband to divorce her and pay the ksuba. But chazrul omar, but then the chum came along and said, no, she's not, she can't, we can't force the husband to divorce her in these three cases. Sometimes a woman knows the magic words. The only way, you know, if she falls in love with a younger, more handsome man, and all she's got to do is say any of these three phrases, she's going to, you know, someone will prep her. She'll get a good lawyer, a good divorce lawyer, will say, here's what you got to say. You say these things, and then you get, it's like some people, they know that they, as long as they just could say the word pikuach nefesh, right? The, you know, they say, can I drive on Shabbos? No, I'm going to kill myself if I can't drive on Shabbos. Oh, it's pikuach nefesh. Now you can drive on Shabbos. So you have to be able to call the bluff sometimes. I mean, it's, you know, you have to know when something is actually pikuach nefesh or not. So there are magic words that people would take advantage of. So meres tamei anilach, if a woman says tamei anilach, she's not believed, tavi raya ledvereha, let her bring a raya that she's taka was tamei anilach. Hashamayim beini levencha yasu derech bakasha. If she says hashamayim beini levencha that he's not able to have children, then we give the husband an eitza that he should make a su'uda and be mefayeser and try to, you know, encourage her that he's really going to want to stay with her and they'll be able to build a family together or somehow. V'netula ani mina yehudim, and if she says netula ani mina yehudim that I'm taking a neder that I'm not going to have tashmish with anybody, yofer lechelko, he should be made for his chelik in the neder, utei meshamash utei netula mina yehudim, and the neder and everybody else will still be chal and they'll still be allowed to have tashmish amita. So now the Gemara discusses, okay, an Eishes Kohen in the initially we said an Eishes Kohen is believed to say that I was nansa and therefore I need my get and my ksuba. And then afterwards they said, no, we don't believe you anymore, you got to bring a raya. That's true as far as getting paid or ksuba and receiving a get. But can she still eat truma? Meaning she claimed that she was nansa, that she was nivela l'pasala. So is she still allowed to eat truma? So yibayilu. Amra l'bayla t'me'ani. If an Eishes Kohen says to her husband, t'me'ani, ma'u shetocha b'truma? Is she ne'amenes at least to pasal herself from truma? Because there's no chashash of shema enea nasan ba'achar as far as truma is concerned. Meaning when what she's asking for is a get and the ksuba payment. So we say, I'm worried that she's going to run off with another man and that's why she's saying this. But if the only result of her saying this is now you don't get to eat truma, so it's got nothing to do with running off with another man. So maybe we should keep her ne'amanus as far as truma is concerned. So if sheisha samar ocheles shalototzi lazal baneha. No, she's allowed to eat truma. Because if you ask her from eating truma, it's going to pasul her children, the kahuna. So it's not just going to cost her truma, it's going to cost her children their yichlus. Rava amar eino ocheles efshadach l'chulin. No, she doesn't get to eat truma because she can eat chulin, so it's not going to be moti laz al baneha. Everyone's going to say that she's eating chulin because there's chulin available. Why should she have to eat truma if she doesn't want to eat truma? Meaning not eating truma is not an indication that you're not a kohen. It's just an indication that you have plenty of chulin food to eat. So it's not, no one's going to be moti laz on her children on account of that. Amar Rava Moder of Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes is going to be Moda Sheim Nisar Mula Shein Ocheles, that if she became an Almana, then she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Midiu Taimel Mishum Shol Tonsi Laz Albanel. The only reason Rav Sheshes allowed her to continue to eat Truma was not to be Moti Laz on her children, Nisalma Rav Nisgarsha, but if she became an Almana, or she became divorced, Sa Amri, the Hashtar Di Nisa, the world is going to say that the reason she's not eating Truma is not because she was Nensa Tachas Baila, it's not because she was Nensa while she was still with her husband, but Hashta did Nisa. Now, after she's Nisalman or Niskarsha, it's only then that she became Nensa, that she was Nivela L'Pasala, and therefore she becomes Pasal to eat Truma. So that's the Machlokas, and that's the case where everyone's going to agree that if she's ready Nisalman or Niskarsha, then for sure she's not, well, if she's ready Niskarsha, then obviously, but even if she's ready Nisalman, that the husband died, then she's for sure not going to be able to truma. So now the Gemara says, okay, Amar Rav Papa, Badik Lan Rava, Eishes Kohen Shenensa, Yesh Laksuba Ein Laksuba. Just a general question. If an Eishes Kohen is Nensa, Rechman Latzlan, so she's not able to be with her husband anymore, she was Nensa, some man was Ma'anis her, does she get a Ksuba or does she not get a Ksuba? So we read the Mishnah in a certain way where the Mishnah made it clear that she does get a Ksuba according to the Mishnah Rishon, according to the original Psak, that and even according to the Mishnah Achrona, we just don't believe her that she's Nansa until she brings a Raya. But if she does bring a Raya, then she's going to get her Ksuba. But the words Eishes Kohen never appeared in our Mishnah. So we were touching up the Mishnah the way the Gemara is about to explain it, but it never actually said that in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is asking it as a question. If an Eishes Kohen is Nansa, so is she entitled to a Ksuba or not? What are the two tzadim? Since the halacha of an Eishes Kohen Shenensa is the same thing, the same halacha as an Eishes Yisrael that Beratzon goes and has an affair, so just like an Eishes Yisrael Beratzon doesn't get a Ksuba, an Eishes Kohen Shenensa doesn't get a Ksuba. Odilmer, maybe, Matzi Amrele, Anoha Chazina, or maybe she could say to the husband, look, I'm perfectly fine. If I was married to a normal guy, I would have no problem over here. I'd be allowed to stay married. Gavru didn't start for today. It's your bad luck that you happen to have Kedushas Kuhuna. So your Kedushas Kuhuna makes it that you're not allowed to stay married. That's not my problem. That's your problem. And therefore, I should be entitled to my Ksuba. Okay, and then the Gemara answers that that's what our Mishnah is telling us, that she is entitled to her Ksuba. And Baruch Hashem, tomorrow, again, no shir tomorrow, I'll be on a plane, but on Zoom, on normal time, Wednesday, Thursday, on Zoom, from the Gross Kollel in Yerushalayim.